This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The New Mexico Ballet collaborates with the New Mexico Philharmonic again this weekend for a fully staged version of Prokofiev's 1938 Romeo and Juliet at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. With us this morning is the man who will be leading the New Mexico Philharmonic in the pit at the NHCC, conductor Grant Cooper. Grant, welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us. Prokofiev's score is often spoken of as the last great full-length ballet score written in the classic 19th century tradition. That being said, it is also very much a 20th century piece of music.
Absolutely. Prokofiev's musical language, for me and most musicians, I think, is instantly recognizable. He definitely has a sense of throwback to the 19th century in as much as he uses strong tonal materials. The sonorities are very rich and what we might call quite beautiful. But it's the way he juxtaposes the harmonies, which is quite unusual. The functional harmony of, say, Bach and going on through Beethoven and so forth, which is gives us a sense of being able to predict what the next harmony is going to be, doesn't exist in Prokofiev's music. He shifts us in ways that surprise and delight, actually. So, yes, I think we hear in Prokofiev's music a strong sense of the traditional ballets of the 19th century, say, from Tchaikovsky on. But we also hear a real strong sense of 20th century vernacular in music, and a wit, too. I think Prokofiev's music always has this little edge to it that is really quite charming in the end.
Right, wit. I think that's a wonderful way to describe his music. One of the things that might draw attention to the fact that his music was a little bit different than what came before was the famous story that the score was called Undanceable by the Kirov Ballet, I believe. Where did that come from, do you think, when you look at the score? Why do you think they said that?
What is different about this score, and in fact is its greatest asset, I think, is that it doesn't lapse into set pieces, waltzes and mazurkas and so forth. And as a result, we feel that the music is being written for its own narrative. Prokofiev's score of Romeo and Juliet really plumbs the emotional depth of the story. I mean, it's without comparison, without peer, I think. And the emotional journey that we take as listeners is devastating. So it wasn't what dancers expected. They expected set pieces and regular phrasing and so forth. But the score takes us to a new level, I think.
One thing that I wanted so much to ask you about, the orchestra is in the pit. The dancers are on the stage. Where is your attention?
Conducting ballet is like no other conducting. I would say since I do it, I don't know, an eighth of my time in a given year, that it's the hardest thing that I do. And the reason for that is that when you conduct ballet, the players in the orchestra have no oral cues. So if you're conducting an opera, for example, the singers are singing and the orchestra can hear as well as the conductor what tempo the singers are singing in, what rubato they're taking, where time needs to be taken to accommodate their interpretive wishes at a given moment. But with the dance, there is no oral cue at all, and any oral cues are often very misleading. So to answer your question directly about the conductor's role, is the focus on the stage or in the pit, that's the challenge, because one has to be very attentive to what's happening on the stage, but at the same time, not just conducting a routine performance of the orchestra, but trying to allow this incredible music to have its full meaning and full splendor. So you're trying to be as expressive as possible in your conducting of the orchestra, but at the same time, giving the dancers what they need.
And each performance is different. Each dancer brings a different, requires a different response.
Yes, we have to be attentive to the way a dancer is moving in order to accommodate them. But that's the wonderful thing about live music. You put the tape on, put the CD on, it never changes. And no matter what the dancer's feeling, they have to slave to that. But with live music, there can be some interaction, and we can find those high points in the music and match them to the high points in the dance.
Grant Cooper leads the New Mexico Philharmonic this weekend at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center as the orchestra collaborates with the New Mexico Ballet Company in Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Performances are Saturday at 6 and Sunday at 2. Call 724-4771 or go to nhccnm.org. Grant, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.